In 1983, I was 18. Yes, I'm old. And after studying art history at my Catholic high school, it was an absolute thrill to actually go into the Sistine Chapel. I've never been back, and I was rushed in and rushed out. You weren't allowed to be in there very long, but if you want to check it out, you can't get to Rome, then you need, beginning tomorrow, to go to St. Mary's Cathedral over here on Goff and Geary. And that's because Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel, the exhibition, will be there for a 3-month summer engagement. And joining us right now is Martin Bialis of C Global, SEE. Martin, welcome to the show. No relation to the Holy See, right?
No, unfortunately not. No, the SEE stands Special Entertainment Event.
Gotcha. But, so yeah. I know for the Conclave, the movie, they sort of built their own Sistine Chapel. So what are we looking at here for the cathedral?
What we've got is, and you know, it all started with the same experience that you had in 1983. I just had it 12 years ago. And, you know, we're in the exhibition business, and we do touring attractions, and we're behind things like Titanic and King Tut and Star Trek and so forth. So so I was visiting the Sistine Chapel myself, but like I said, 12 years ago. Long lines, you get in, you're in there with 2,000 people at the same time, screaming and yelling, a lot of guards watching that you don't take any kind of photography or photos or anything. And otherwise, they'll just take your camera or your phone. So, and then after 15 minutes, you were ushered out again. You know, so and the famous frescoes of, you know, that Michelangelo did are all the way up there. You know, 60, 80 feet. And so it was an interesting, but not very not very, very pleasant experience. Of course, you know, you want to see the originals. Absolutely. It's a must if you can. But then as I was walking out, I said, well, wait a minute. I'm in the exhibition business. What is if I can get the license to recreate each fresco? Michelangelo did 33 frescoes plus the Last Judgment. If I can recreate them in the original size for people to see them up close, so basically transform you to walk, 6-8 feet underneath the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. So that's the concept, and we did. It was kind of challenging sometimes to get the licensing because we needed high resolution images of the post-restoration. You know, there was a restoration that was, I think it was like 25 years ago. Anyways, so we did. And we started Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel, the exhibition, 10 years ago, actually. We started in Montreal at the Palais de Congrès, the convention center there. And we've toured just about every continent, every country. And we're back in San Francisco. You're right. We were at St. Mary's with the same exhibition in 2021, 22, right out of the pandemic. These are not projected images. They're printed on a special fabric to give you the look and feel of a fresco. You know, fresco is different than an oil painting. Fresco is when the painter paints on wet plaster and then it plaster dries. Okay, so that's a different technique, and so you obviously, if you recreate it, you'll want to make it, you know, looking like a fresco as close as possible. So, and the original size, I mean, people don't realize how large these are. Like an average fresco that he did is between 6 by 12 feet, something like that. So these are massive paintings, and so now you can, you know, go and see them up close. We're back.
You know, I remember studying every single panel, and they all had it's all Old Testament. You know, there's five sibyls, and there's names like Zorobabel and Akim and Ezekias. And I remember a panel. Obviously, the most famous one is God creating Adam, but like one of them is Noah drunk and disgraced. I'm like, I never heard about Noah being drunk and disgraced. I mean, it goes, it gets deep.
It does. And, you know, you'd be surprised. You know, this was, 500 years ago? And all these themes, biblical themes, you know, they still apply today. And then, of course, there is the Last Judgment. Just amazing. You know that he spent 4 years doing the sealing, never left. He stayed on the... He lived right on top of the scaffolding, okay? They had an assistant, never left, on his back, on his knees, painting these. And then came back 20 years later, when he was in his 70s, and did the Last Judgment for another 5 years. There are 400 characters on the Last Judgment, and that is 42 by 42 feet.
Wow.
Now, unfortunately, we don't have the height at this venue. When we do, we also, like when we were at the Oculus at the World Trade Center in New York, we put up the original size 42 by 42 Last Judgment. Here we have the largest size we could do was a 16 by 16 feet because of the ceiling at the venue underneath the cathedral that we're at right now. So, like I said, you can spend an hour and a half of a wonderful app that you can download when you get there, and then it tells you all, you know, each, there's a QR code, and each a fresco has a QR code, and tells you about all of it, you know, everything that you want to know, and also the little gossip, you know, that comes with each fresco and so forth. So you can spend, if you listen to everything, it's an hour and a half. You know, and beautiful, beautiful music. We got beautiful sacred choral music in the background. It's just, it takes you out of all the stress you got every day into this kind of sanctuary atmosphere.
As we go through these panels in the Book of Genesis, and as you mentioned, there are rumors and you know, plot twists and scandals and all sorts of things. One of the things I remember hearing is the panel, the first day of creation, and God's got his hands up in the clouds, that people said that's Michelangelo's self-portrait, and the hands up just means that he's painting the ceiling. What do you think about that rumor?
Well, I mean, I know for sure that he did a self-portrait of himself, if you will. He was kind of the first Hitchcock on the Last Judgment. If you look at the Last Judgment and you see some slimy, dripping facial image, kind of being dripping and pulled down into hell, and by the apostle, you know, he's holding him up so you wouldn't drip down. That's Michelangelo. Is very that's his self-portrait. He was a, as we were told, he was a fairly depressed person. That was his, he wasn't a very happy person, and you can see, you can tell that by that self-portrait. So that's a for sure thing. I know that, you know, that's how he painted himself. About the other ones, again, there are a lot of rumors. You know, we have also a little theater, and there's just a wonderful 10-minute documentary about this, how all this thing came about. What a lot of people don't know is that the architecture of the Sistine Chapel, so the building itself, is a complete replica of the Temple of Jerusalem. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you can get to know and get the information about. When you go and listen to the app and each fresco, you know, the description and whatnot.
Yeah.
and the theater. You know, just how he was how the Pope was trying to sneak up. He disguised as a homeless person. Because Michelangelo worked there 4 years and didn't want anyone to see anything. So the one night the Pope came disguised as a homeless person to try to climb up the scaffolding, and Michelangelo saw the Pope and started throwing bricks and wooden elements from the scaffolding at the Pope to get the hell down there and not come up.
That's a great story. One more question for you, and that is, or maybe it's just an observation. It's just such a feast for the eyes. Doesn't even explain it. Like if you just take the Delphica, the Delphic Sibyl, and that painting of her, the look. If you took that by itself and put it in the Louvre, it would be just as popular as the Mona Lisa, and that's just one little panel.
Absolutely. I mean, they're just amazing, especially that one. I know you look at the eyes and that look. You can't miss it, and you know, unfortunately, you know, you can't peel off the frescoes. So they're there, and hopefully for another 500 years or even longer, if mankind doesn't screw up this world at the moment. But I just, you know, if you can't make it to Rome, this is a great way to see it. It doesn't replace the original. If you've been at the Sistine Chapel, this is a wonderful way to actually take your time and complement the trip that you've taken to see the Sistine Chapel. Or if you are about to go, planning to go, this is a great way to prepare for it.
Okay. All right.
Well, so Rome, yes. San Francisco, and go to chapelsistine.com. Very simple if you're interested in going to see it.
Chapelsistine.com, adults $26, $28 on the weekend, kids $16, military and student $18. We have been speaking with Martin Bialas of C Global. It is Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel, the exhibition beginning tomorrow at St. Mary's Cathedral on Gough Street right here in San Francisco. Martin, great stuff. Enjoy the conversation, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for having me.